This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to Taking Stock, a special podcast on Money Control post-market closing. I'm Sakshi Batra and with me, Kshitij Anand, Markets Editor at Money Control. Good evening, Kshitij, and thanks very much for joining in. Well, yet again, a terrible Tuesday right after the manic Monday that we witnessed yesterday. And we actually lost all the gaining points that we got in the opening trade. And towards the end, we actually closed below 9,000 levels. How did you really read between the lines as far as the trading session went for today? And also, what's the big outlook for tomorrow?
Right. Good evening, Sakshi. And if you look at the market action for today, the market reversed the trend in the last 1 hour of the trade on Tuesday, tracking muted global cues. In fact, Nifty 50 broke below 9,000 levels, while the Sensex breached 31,000 levels to close at a fresh 3-year low, respectively. Now, if you look at the final tally on D Street, Sensex plunged 810 points to close at 30,576, while the Nifty 50 was down by 230 points to close at 8,967. Now, sectorally, selling pressure was evident in banks, telecom, IT, realty, as well as consumer durable indices, while some buying was seen in FMCG stocks. Now, the Nifty Bank also closed at a 3-year low, while the Nifty Midcap Index closed at a 4-year low. On the broader markets front, Midcap Index fell 1.8%, while the Small Cap Index was down by 2.2%. Now, experts are of the view that investors should wait for some more consolidation before initiating any fresh positions. In fact, Indian market is largely mimicking global mood, and the next big support is placed at 8555, which is the swing low of Friday the 13th. Now, top Nifty gainers include stocks like HUL, Asian Paints, Eicher Motors, and Yes Bank. While in terms of losers, UPL, IndusInd Bank, ICICI Bank, and Zee Entertainment were the top Nifty losers.
Absolutely. Now, that's as far as the top gainers and losers went. But apart from this, Kshitij, could you also help us really understand, as far as the broad sectoral indices went, which were the sectors that witnessed the maximum amount of selling pressure today? Also, in terms of specific stocks, where was the maximum volume action seen?
Right. Well, sectorally, selling pressure was seen in banking index, which is down 4.4%, followed by the telecom index, which was down 3.4%, and the IT index was down by 2.9%. Now, FMCG index was up 1.2%, led by gains in LT Foods, Triveni Engineering, Ruchi Soya, and Quality. Now, volume spike was seen in stocks like Godrej Consumer Products, Sun TV, TVS Motor, Zee Entertainment, and Ujjivan Financial Services. Long buildup was seen in stocks like TVS Motor Company, MRF, and Power Grid, while short buildup was seen in stocks like Ujjivan Financial Services, HDFC Bank, Hindalco, and Infosys. Now, on a day when both Sensex and Nifty hit a fresh 3-year low, there are more than 500 stocks which are locked in lower circuit on the BSE, which include names like Orissa Minerals, FL India, IRCTC, IOL Chemicals, Bajaj Healthcare, and Abans Enterprises. While there are 600 stocks or nearly 600 stocks on the BSE that hit a fresh 52-week low, that includes names like Zee Entertainment, TTK Prestige, Tide Water, Team Lease, NIT Technologies, and United Breweries.
Absolutely. Now, in terms of some specific stocks that were in action today on the back of news flows, let's start off with Zee Entertainment first. The share prices plunged 20% here today after Enforcement Directorate issued fresh summons to promoters. ED asked Subhash Chandra of SL Group to appear on March 18. The stock closed at an 8-year low despite the clarification on ED summon to Subhash Chandra, and that's as far as the CNBC TV 18 report went. Apart from this, Grasim Industries share prices slipped 3% on March 17th, that's today, after CCI imposed a penalty on the company. Yes Bank share prices, on the other hand, rose 59% today after rating agency Moody's upgraded its rating with a positive outlook. Also, Delta Corp share prices declined almost 10% after the company closed its casinos in Sikkim to combat the outbreak of COVID-19 disease. Also, apart from this, let's focus on a bit of what the technical view is currently. Kshitij, could you help us really understand which are the next crucial levels on the index that you're watching out for? And also, what should be the investors and traders' strategy from here on?
Well, in terms of technicals, Nifty formed a bearish candle on the daily charts. And in fact, Nifty took a U-turn in the last 1 hour by giving up all its intraday gains from day's high of 9403. Now, if bulls fail to recover and manages a sustainable close in the next 1 or 2 trading sessions, then the index can initially head towards 8555 levels, which is also the swing low of 13th of March. Now, below 8555, one should prepare to see much lower levels, with logical targets present around 7000 1,946. That's what most technical experts are advising. Now, investors and traders should wait for some prolonged consolidation phase at lower levels. Three levels to watch out for would be 8555 on the downside, 8915, which is the intraday low formed in today's trading session. On the high side, 9403 and 9500 are your crucial resistance level to watch out for.
Right. Thanks a lot, Anshitesh, for sharing all these important levels to watch out for and a strategy that investors and traders can adopt going on from here. With that, it's a wrap here. Many thanks for listening to this podcast.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.